It's Saturday. Welcome to Tiltcast Shorts, a new show that uses easy difficulty for boss fights. I'm Nas.
I'm Jason.
And I definitely didn't write that because I don't use easy difficulty. I am prouder than that.
Bullshit.
No, really. Unless it's Final Fantasy Tactics. Don't play that on hard unless you're an expert. That game's hard as hell.
Or Bloodborne.
Well, there's no difficulty.
You specifically told me about instances.
Well, Bloodborne doesn't have a difficulty slider. But that's what we're here to talk about, is difficulty sliders. Our topic of today is, did games get harder or easier? And it's mixed. So going through some articles looking at this, and there was an article that popped up that was talking about the history of games and what made them hard versus where they are today. And I think there's some really interesting points. One of the things it was talking about is when, if we think about the 80s, right? And arcades were really big in the 80s and the early 90s. Not so big now, but they're still fun. Arcades were meant to generate revenue, which meant that you essentially inserted quarters to buy lives, right? And
yep.
Some of those games migrated over to console, looking at you, Altered Beast, right? And Contra. And those games were really difficult. I think something that wasn't addressed in this article that I'd looked at is save games, right? Like, for a long time, there wasn't save games on consoles, right? You think about Mario Brothers, yes. Like the original Mario Brothers. There's no save, right? You just play it as long as you can.
Nope. What you did do was you got you got codes, right, to for deeper world unlocks, but that was about it.
Yeah, it was codes, right? And remember, because games were hard, there were things like the Game Genie, which I'm sure a lot of people don't remember.
But, oh my god, or Game Shark.
Right.
Sega.
The little things you'd plug into your console and you'd enter codes in so that you could make the games easier, harder, unlock infinite lives, etc. But the big focus was when you did console gaming, when that really became a thing, the early games were adaptations of arcades and then some regular games. But the idea was for you to play longer sessions. And so that's where continues came into play. That's where more lives came into play, right? And it was a gradual softening of difficulty because you already made your money if you're the game developer when you sold the cartridge, which back then it was cartridges. There's been some data from GameFAQs that suggests after a decline, the average rating of games has remained stable since about 2010. But I disagree with this article a lot, and I'll tell you why. It's an article from games.gg. There's been a really big push in the last few years. It's kind of a double-edged sword for accessibility, right? And so the accessibility settings or difficulty sliders. And in games like this, those difficulty sliders change a lot of different things. So, for example, Final Fantasy Tactics, historically pretty hard game, has an easy slider, I will tell you. I don't think that game's that much easier on the easy setting, but I will tell you that on the normal setting is the game as it's intended. It's exactly where it was before and how I remembered it. But the what I'm getting at, though, is there's a lot of difficulty sliders in a lot of games. Now, there are some games that have bucked this trend, right? So Elden Ring had zero difficulty slider. All of the Souls games have not had a difficulty slider. And because of that, people have flocked to it for that reason, because it feels like a sense of accomplishment to get through that game. There's been a lot of adaptive AI, like the AI basically gets, for lack of a better term, dumber, right? The bosses are less bullet spongy, etc. And then there's some games that just generally aren't that hard. So, for example, Borderlands has never been an incredibly difficult game, right? I would say it sits somewhere in the easy to medium sometimes difficulty tier. It's not very often that I ever run into a spot with Borderlands where I'm just like, man, I'm having difficulty even getting through this game.
No, I mean, there was in the, there were spots in the first one, right? But that was because, like team level scaling, etc. They didn't have that like completely figured out.
Well, you have like Skyrim, which uses this really weird adaptive level scaling for the whole world, right? So the entire world just levels with you, which is like, well, what's the point of me even leveling, right? Except from unlocking new tools in my tool bag to kind of approach different situations. And so there's been a lot of different weird systems, but I would say that games have gotten easier. And with the accessibility, right? Like there's these high contrast modes that a lot of people abuse so that they can see things a lot easier who don't need the high contrast, right? Which helps with like really dark environments in games that are designed to be challenging based essentially just on the settings alone, right? And you'll see people kind of, hack's the wrong word, but kind of get around the difficulty of the game by utilizing these difficulty settings, right? I don't know. It's a weird place, right? Like people want to grab a broader audience, but some games just don't do that. And some of the most successful games have not embraced this at all. Again, Elden Ring sold gangbusters. It's probably one of the top 50 sold games of all time at this point, right? And then Silksong recently came out. Silksong is more difficult than Hollow Knight, to the point where it's almost frustratingly hard. But it did sell gangbusters, and I think it's because it wants you to grow in your skill level versus have a difficulty slider, right? There's some things I don't completely agree with the design in that game, right, where a lot of bosses take away 2 hearts versus 1 in the first game, but there's a lot of way to get your hearts back. So it's kind of like a tit for tat. But in general, like a lot of these harder games have done better. Like I'll give another example. I'm playing Dying Light, the Beast. And in the last game in Dying Light 2, going out at night wasn't hard. And the reason for that is there are these creatures called Volatiles, which are the really hard running zombies that hunt you down. And they just weren't hard at night. In fact, like for whatever reason, it just got way easier. I used to creep around and do a lot of activities day or night in that game because they just got a lot easier. Well, they got hard again in Dying Light, the Beast. And I think it just added a whole level of... It's like being in a race. Things chase you down. You have to parkour like a son of a gun to get around. And it really tests your skill of outrunning those things to get to different checkpoints to make sure you didn't die. And in that game, when you die, you lose experience. You can actually go down in levels. I've never gone down a level, but it'll like reset. I don't know if it'll go farther than that. But essentially, it resets all the experience you've gotten in that level by like 500 every time you die. So that's your disincentive to die, which is crazy. But it works. It's really punishing to you. Then Dark Souls, right? If you died, you lost your experience in a little pile that you had to go pick up. Some of your items in Silksong, when you die, you drop that you need to help progress your character because you don't level in a traditional way in that game. I don't know. I think games have gotten a little soft. I would say that games were harder in 2010 than they are today over in general. I don't know. What's your thoughts on it? Are there any games that you're currently struggling through right now, Jason, or anything that you've actually shifted the difficulty down on recently?
No, not really. I mean, but then again, I'm also a tryhard that will sit there and save scum something that I die on, you know, to learn the mechanic of it. Right. That's my working through it. I've not really had to scale anything like that. But then again, I mean, like the most recent, for example, AAA titles that I played that really had any kind of difficulty setting were Spider-Man 2 and Indiana Jones.
I don't think Indiana Jones was that hard.
I found I started playing those at the level below the highest difficulty, right? Not easy, but you know, not the hardest, and that felt fine. So yeah, can't really say. And Doom the Dark Ages, I mean, I've been playing that on medium. That's fine. I lowered Doom Eternal to easy. That's the last game I remember specifically, purposely changing that to easy mode.
It's a very fast game.
Yeah.
Well, fair. Well, what do you guys think? What are you guys playing on? Is everybody here playing on easy, or is everybody cranking it up to maximum difficulty? Leave us a comment or subscribe. And of course, you could find full episodes at tiltcast.com, iTunes, and Todify, Spotify. Come back next week on Tuesday for more news. Of course, if you're just listening to this, go to tiltcast.com/YouTube Shorts with a Z. Subscribe. Give us a like there. Help us beat the algorithm and move this up. Catch you guys next week.